2024 was a great year for sneakers and a great year for the pod, but now it's 2025, so let's get after it, this time on Fire Footwear. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to Fire Footwear. As always, I want to thank you for taking out your time both in 2024 and now in the new year 2025. I hope that everybody had a great holiday season. I hope that it was prosperous for you. But fam, it is 2025 and we need to start thinking about the future. But before we do so, I want to talk about the year that was for this podcast and this content. Not just for the content, but for me personally. 2024 was a year that was not without its struggles. This last quarter of the year, as you know, was really trying for me as my aging parents were going through some things. I had to do a lot of traveling and I wasn't able to consistently give you the kind of content and the consistency of content that I like to provide. But one of the greatest things about this year is we have had a ton of growth and we have had a ton of growth of people who are really ride or die with this podcast and this content, and I can't even begin to tell you how much that means for me. This year was really about collaboration, and it was about connecting with others in this space. Sneakers is a wonderful space. It's a wonderful space because there is something for everybody, and because, in my opinion, it allows for people from every single walk of life. It doesn't matter where you come from, how you were brought up, or what your situation is today. There is enough room for everybody in this great, great hobby that we call sneakers. And one of the things I love about what 2024 has brought me is that the group chat and the connections that I have made have really just sprouted into this new thing that has allowed me so many more opportunities. And I think the first thing to acknowledge is that we had our first guest spot on this podcast, and it was Chris from Wear Testers. And everybody who listens to the show hopefully heard that episode. It was wonderful. I can't thank him enough for what he has done for me, that taking out that time really inspired me to want more. And I always want more out of this content, but really it was about wanting more for myself and finding a real purpose in this content. And he was so gracious with his time, spending an hour with me, really spending an hour with you and being willing to take that kind of time. It means a lot for somebody at his level. And it really set me into this creative zone that I'm so excited for 2025. But it wasn't just about guest spots on this podcast. I was able to have guest spots on a couple of other podcasts that I hadn't done before. First thing I want to shout out is the In Kicks We Trust podcast. Those boys out of Canada, they're doing great work. They surpassed 200 episodes this year. They had me on. We had a great conversation. And they've been really, really supportive of everything that I'm doing here and vice versa. And I think it's very important to do so. So they gave me a new audience in Canada, and some of those people were converted to that group chat on Instagram that I was telling you about. I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for them not only giving me the opportunity, having the ability to showcase my wares and my voice on another platform, but I think I'm just really grateful that they trusted me with that, and it means a lot to me. And back in May, I was a guest with Greg on the Sneak Disc podcast. And that, again, opened some doors for connections that I would later make in the year. And it means a lot. That space was really fun. It was a 3-hour podcast, much longer than I do here. But we talked about so many different things. And Greg has become somebody who I talk to, not on a regular basis, but being able to be in touch with other creators in this space, it really means something to me to be able to commiserate about the way that this is going, commiserate about the things that make this difficult, but also to share in the successes, not just in the creator life, but in our personal lives as well. And so those two guest spots meant a lot to me. And really, I expanded on the content in a lot of ways. I try to bring you content that zigs where others are zagging, and in sneakers, it's very difficult to do so. A lot of the topics that we talk about in content are the same, because sneakers is really the same. But I think that the way we try to broach the content, the way that I want you to think about this culture that we all live in, is different than what a lot of people are trying to present. And I'm also trying to present it in a very short form and only my voice. But I was able to expand on it. And more specifically, I was able to expand on the YouTube content, being able to have some different ideas, doing some new video techniques, This is just all a way for me to continue to get better at this game we call content. And whether it's sneakers or not, I always want to get better, and it means a lot to me that you are along for this ride. And 2024 was really a great year. My family had a good year. I was able to experience a lot of things. I was able to get better at my hobbies and see my son really blossom into the little boy that he is today and see so many ways in which he has grown up. And all of that hopefully is reflective in this content. The happier I am, the better this content is. And I hope that everybody enjoyed this ride as much as I did. But 2024, albeit being a great year, it's in the past now. And we really need to think about 2025. And what does that mean for sneakers? Well, what I can tell you is that Nike is building off of what they did in 2024. We did an episode over the summer. I did a live stream on YouTube where I talked about the fact that changing over of CEOs is opening this vault now. Nike and Jordan Brand are going back into the vault and trying to give us all of these shoes that have not released for a very long time, if ever. The Wu-Tang Dunks, undefeated Jordan 4s, these are just the tip of the iceberg of what Jordan Brand and Nike is trying to accomplish in 2025. And so when I look at what the sneaker market is going to give us, obviously we're going to get a lot of the players that we are so used to. But let's look at Union. Union has come out with Jordan 1 collaborations. They've come out with so many different collaborations over the years, and they have really cemented themselves as to where they are in the culture. But now they're going to combine forces with Fragment. And both of those names together on a Jordan 1 is giving the culture a ton of hype. And I can't wait to see how that goes. Jordan Brand is really going to go in on the OG colorways. Let's talk about the white cement 4s, the bread Jordan 1 High 85. Let's talk about some other Jordan 11s that they're going to go with, the Gamma Blues, the Taxi 12s. There's a lot of different spaces in which Nike and Jordan Brand are trying to tap into. And I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to obviously continue on things that are successful. Let's talk about Travis Scott. Let's talk about Nigel Sylvester. But in some cases, like Nigel Sylvester, they're actually going to give him a different platform. And we've already seen a rumored Jordan 1 and a rumored Jordan 4. Now, I will take umbrage to the Jordan 4 only because in an episode earlier this year where I talked about the Jordan 4 RM, which, by the way, was one of my favorite new silhouettes of the year last year, I said that Nike missed an opportunity by not having the Jordan 4 RM designed by Nigel and the Jordan 4 designed by Nigel as a pack at the same time to pay homage to the old, pay homage to the new. But now we're going to get the Jordan 4 coming up this year. I don't know what it's going to look like, but we're going to get it regardless. And I think that a lot of people are going to find it fire. And so we have a lot of other things to look forward to. More reimagined series, Black Cat Jordan 3s and 4s. If you remember, the Black Cat 4s famously were at the outlets. And then all of a sudden during the pandemic, the price of them shot up. And I remember having a discussion, or not even a discussion, I remember posting about how I wanted Black Cat 4s and Greg getting at me and saying, you could have had them at the outlet. And you know what? He's 100% correct. And I hope this time I can actually get a pair. I do think that they're really underrated. I'm a big Jordan 4 guy. I don't think that they're worth $1,000 the way the 2020 pairs are going. Hopefully the quality is good. Keeping up with that energy, Shattered Backboard 1s. Fragment Travis Scott Lowe's. There are so many possibilities for what is going to happen with Nike and more specifically Jordan Brand this coming year, and it's crazy. Nike is also going to be looking at more Air Tech Challenge 2 colorways. We already are going to have one drop here at the end of January. It's really just something that I think they're going to tap into. As we know with shoes like this, whenever Nike hits a home run, which they did with the Air Tech Challenge 2 earlier in 2024, they're going to continue down that path. We're going to see more Kobes, obviously, but the Kobe 8s are coming out. I can tell you there's a ton of people who are super, super hyped for this, so look out for that. Supreme, you're not going to go an entire year without hearing from Supreme, and we've already seen this rumored Supreme Dunk Low and even an Air Max 1 87 cut. Here's the thing about the Dunk Lows. I'm not super impressed by them, but I can tell you, hopefully, they're going to be hype. People are going to buy them. I'm just curious how they're going to age because I know they're paying homage to the 30 years that Supreme has been in business. But so far, from what we've seen, early looks, and you know I'm not a huge fan of early looks, I don't know if they're going to fit the mold as what Supreme or what we are used to Supreme over the years. Galaxy Foams. Now, this goes into the vault like I was talking about. Undefeated 4s, Galaxy Foams. These are two shoes that have their own lore for different reasons. The Galaxy Foams are one of the most famous or infamous releases of all time, and they're going to bring them back this year. There are a lot of people who are hyped for them. But does that mean that they are still good in 2025? We will find out. How about PlayStation Air Force Ones? How about OG Air Max Uptempo 95? Scottie Pippen somewhere would like a word. This one is actually something that I'm looking forward to from Nike, the Air Max 95 Neon. I can't remember the last time we got a retro of the Neon, but I'm actually going to break the mold and actually go for an Air Max 95 this year. I regrettably did not go after the Toronto Air Max 95, which I said was one of my favorite Nikes of last year. And so this year, I'm going to right the wrong by getting this OG colorway of the Air Max 95. And one of the things that I have noticed, and I think what's going to happen for me in 25, is that I'm really focusing on history. I want to be able to have things in my collection that are from the past. The white cement 4s, the Air Max 95 Neon, the shattered backboard 1s. I mean, yes, these are hyped colorways, of course. But my point is that we have not seen a re-release or retro of them in a while, and I want them in my collection. I haven't been in the game long enough to be able to collect them over this time, so I have to get them now, and this is my chance. What else is going to happen in sneakers? Well, how about Air Jordan celebrating its 40th birthday? We are going to get the Air Jordan 40 this year in September. What is Jordan Brand going to do to mark such an occasion? That remains to be seen. How about on the basketball side? Where are the AE and Book series going to go after successful debuts? Now, technically, the AE 1 came out in late 2023, but I would say that it really didn't make its real surge until the Low Top came out this year. And the Book 1 has obviously been a very successful signature shoe for Devin Booker and for Nike. I love that silhouette. It's going to be difficult to top. What I do hope they top is better colorways, because I think the colorways that came out for the Book 1, at least the ones that the public was able to get their hands on, not that great. How about Nike SB? What do we see from Nike SB Dunks? Now, I've been saying for a while that the Dunk Lows haven't really been that great. They did kind of right the ship at the end of the year with the Wizard of Oz Dunks, but quite frankly, to me, they are not on par with the past. So what is Nike SB going to do with that? Are there going to be any new emerging collaborators? And that is something I think that sneakers really needs, is we need an influx of new blood and people who are going to take people from the past, take people in the future, and try to meld them and get them all on the same page. And I'll be fascinated to see how this all works out. And will sneaker releases become more exclusive in 2025? Don't forget, with the changeover of CEOs at Nike, Nike really wants to make exclusivity a thing again. Less stock, more hype. And what does that mean for Ama Manier in 2025? There was a lot of rumblings with James Whitner during 2024. Is Ama Manier going to continue to have this downturn that we've seen? Who knows? And when we look at 2025, what do I want from this podcast in 2025? And really, what do I want from the Fire Footwear community? Well, I want to make more connections with other creators. And I think that that is going to be easy to do. I like being a solo voice in this space. I like working alone because not many people work alone. There are a lot of podcasts out there that have guests. There are a lot of podcasts out there that have a partner or more than one partner in this game. And I'm doing this by myself, much like Sockjig. And so I want to continue to add value in this way, but I want to connect with more creators and I want to connect with other people in the space. I want to expand on the video content. I want to do some on-location work. I want to do some really fun things that not only add value to the culture, but that entertain. And I want to continue to get better at this thing we call content creation. I also want to have more voices from the culture on this podcast. There are so many people who listen, there are so many people who watch, and there are so many people who have reached out to say, love the episode, love what you're doing. I want those people to be heard by the culture, because it's very easy to get people that you know, right? Names that you know in the culture. But there are so many people in the boots on the ground that I feel like should be heard from, and I want those people to be heard from, and that means you that's listening. Whether that's calling the voicemail, whether that's being on an episode, or whether that's having some type of a video series where people talk about their experiences in sneakers, I don't know what that's going to look like. All I know is that I want more people who are in the culture, living the culture, to be a part of this content. And I want to highlight the best parts of the culture and the community around this content. The best thing about what I am doing is the community that I am trying to build. The group chat. Those people connecting with each other. The chatting about life. The chatting about releases. Helping people get shoes that they want. Those things matter to me. Sure, it's great to have a big following. Sure, it's great when people say you're doing great work. But to me, it doesn't mean anything unless my work is connecting with them and I get to connect with them. I like being an accessible collaborator. I like being somebody who is there to say thank you whenever somebody says I'm doing good work or they enjoyed something that I did. And to me, that's very important. And I want to continue to highlight those parts of the culture and the community around this content because it's why I continue to do this. When people stop connecting with what I am doing, then I seriously need to assess whether I should be doing it or not. But until that day, we're going to keep rolling up. How was your 2024 and what are you looking forward to in 2025? As I mentioned, you can call the Fire Footwear hotline. Area code 202-643-9170 is the number. Do not forget the plus one country code for the US for all of my international listeners. You, of course, can find me on Instagram. Would love to have people as a part of the group chat that I talked about. At Fire Footwear Pod is the handle to do that. I'm on TikTok. You can find me on YouTube, Fire Footwear Sneakers Talk with Matt Freights. Subscribe, like, all that good stuff. I really am trying to do some new, innovative, fun things on the YouTube channel. I hope this finds everybody well. I hope this finds everybody safe. I hope you had a great holiday season and that 2025 is your best year yet. I will talk to you next time. This is Fire Footwear. Opinions and viewpoints expressed on Fire Footwear are those of Matt Freights and his guest, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Fire Footwear is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.